Hi, I'm Steve Canland, and with my wife Leah, you're about to listen to our Insightful Adventures, a show that chronicles our travels around Australia and the savvy, scientific, and scenic things we experience along the way.
So this episode is going to be our Northern Territory wrap-up, and we managed to tackle the entire Northern Territory in 10 days, and we traveled a total of 2,120 kilometers, or 1,272 miles. And so in this episode, we are going to share our favorite place in the Northern Territory, the weirdest place we came across, our favorite food, and our favorite memory.
Leah, what was your favorite place?
So the Northern Territory was unbelievable. It had a lot of very cool places. The top end, of course, had all of those waterfalls at Litchfield and Kakadu National Park. And then the center was amazing because, of course, there's Uluru and Katajuda and Wataka. So it's really hard to decide, but I'm going to have to decide Wataka National Park, which is also known as Kings Canyon. And the reason I'm choosing it is because I could not get over how beautiful the hike was. Just from start to finish, every single view was gorgeous. You walk along these bungalow-like domes, and you're weaving in and out, and you're up on the canyon walls, and you look down, and there's a river, and then there's this other section called the Garden of Eden, where you go down, and it's quiet, and there's a water, and there's like, there's a waterfall in one part, and this pool in another part, and it is so gorgeous. It just, the whole state is gorgeous, but it was my favorite place because it was my favorite hike. So Steve, that was a really long answer. But what was your favorite place in the Northern Territory?
Hands down, Uluru. It just was so awesome. Like, that's a bucket list. That's just an iconic Australia thing. And just, it felt very special to me. Just so awesome. Just flat, flat desert. And then this big, giant, awesome rock that we just talked forever about in last episode. Just so cool.
And what was so cool about Uluru was that it had just dumped rain a few days before we got there. And so, it was enough time for all the floodwaters to recede and enough time for everything to just get really green, but not enough time had passed for some of the hikes to reopen because they were all washed out. So yeah, it was even extra gorgeous because everything was so green.
You know, the contrast of the red, just super pretty.
Yeah, I loved it too. That was also a favorite place.
Leah, what's the weirdest or quirkiest place that we visited in Northern Territory?
Well, there were quite a few to choose from, actually. And for me, the quirkiest place that we went to was that caravan park that we stumbled across on New Year's Eve. And what it was in the town of Catherine, and it was what made it so strange was that it just literally was full of squatters. And so
we were the only ones that like showed up and paid for a night. I mean, you can show up and pay for a night or two, but everyone there had been there for months, if not years, just living out of tents or old buses or whatever.
Yeah, there's a caravan park full of cars and caravans that no longer ran. They were just run-down vehicles that couldn't move anywhere. And so we're like driving up and we're like, oh, people live here, like, and have lived here. So that was very strange for me. I've never come across a community of squatters before. And it was just different.
It was different.
So, Steve, what was the weirdest or quirkiest place for you in the Northern Territory?
So, when we were driving south, we came across Wycliffe Falls.
Whatever.
Anyways,
Wycliffe Well, yeah.
It is self-proclaimed Australia's UFO capital. And we saw it and we pulled over. and just apparently the guy that used to own it, it was bought out by some other people. The guy used to own it, saw a UFO there, started this roadhouse and gas station. It just had all this crazy alien memorabilia on the walls and old souvenirs, and just, that was just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the combination of the UFO museum and the gas station and the cafe and the roadhouse and the Aboriginal art gallery that just added to the bizarreness that was the UFO capital of Australia.
Yeah. It was just weird.
Yep.
Leah, what was your favorite food in Northern Territory?
So, favorite food was sort of easy because we only went out to eat once in the entire time we were in the Northern Territory, and it would have to be the meal that we had in Alice Springs at the Overlander Steakhouse, where it was a 1, 2, 3, it was a 4-course meal. You know, you had a soup, and then you had all the different kinds of Australian exotic meat. Then I had barramundi, and then we had pavlova for dessert. I mean, it was just quite a treat getting served all this delicious food.
It was quite a treat.
And Steve, what was your favorite food?
So we, I probably shouldn't say it. So we saw this bush, and we were like, oh, it looks like a little plum. And in fact, it was. It was called a bush plum. And I should have Leah read the real name for it. The bush plum, or the Centellum lanceolatum centellulaceae.
Oh, that's a genus and species. Yes. I thought you were going to say the Aboriginal name for it. And well, I was like, that no, is way I long. Don't know.
But anyways, it was this little plum, and we picked it. We later found out that we weren't supposed to. But we tasted it, and it was and it was sweet, and it was actually quite yummy. I would have eaten more of it, but we only picked one, and then later we're like, oh, we weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's like this bright purple when it was ripe, and it's about the size of an olive with a really big pit in it.
Yeah. It was kind of good, though.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Okay, Leah, what was your favorite memory?
Oh, boy, do I have a favorite memory.
I don't even know what's coming. We talked. We tried talking about it before, and Leah wouldn't tell me.
So, Northern Territory was full of great memories, and like Steve said, Uluru was a bucket list. But what stood out to me more than the jumping crocodiles, more than Uluru itself, more than any of those things, my favorite memory was this inconsequential night on January 4th, 2017. Steve and I were camping at the Pebbles, also known as Kunjara, and we were just having a really silly conversation. Steve was asking all these questions like, you know, if you could discover a major scientific discovery in the past, what would it be? And if you could, yeah, like, which famous explorer would you be? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so then I shot a question at him. I was like, if you could have invented one dance move, which one would it have been?
What did I? Did you ask that, or I asked that?
I asked the question.
What was my answer?
Your answer was, quote, what's that quirk or that tweak? And I was like, do you mean twerk?
Did I really say that?
Yes, you did.
What's that twerk?
Well, you were trying to say twerk, but you said quirk or tweak.
I don't know if that was my real answer. I was just thinking of dance moves.
I wrote it down verbatim what you said.
I am not going on recognizing that's the one I would want to invent. I just thinking of dance moves.
Oh, man. We were laughing the whole night, but that was such
a... Clearly, I'm not a clubber or a dancer.
No, clearly not. I think I called you an old man after that for not knowing at least what the twerk was. So, yes, it was just one of those simple nights that it was just a good time, me and Steve hanging out, having a few laughs, and that was a night that will stand out and was a favorite memory in the Northern Territory.
Oh boy. Okay, well, my favorite memory is we were in Litchfield National Park, and we were making simple pizzas because we can with our little camping oven stove, and it just started to downpour. And so we had to take all our stuff and run under cover, and it was a building, so we had enough cover. We ran underneath the cover, and it just was raining so much, just waterfalls were coming off the roof. And we just cooked simple pizzas, we had some yummy little soda drinks, and had our music gone, and it was just a cool little experience, just downpour and having some yummy pizzas and just chilling out. Just
yeah, that was a fun night too. And it's just interesting that it's sort of those little, I don't know, it's not like the big moments. I mean, those count too, but it's sort of those little moments that make up the big moments that are sort of your favorites.
Yeah. So that was the Northern Territory. And we covered a lot of ground in a very short amount of time, but we did see and do a lot of cool stuff.
So stay tuned next week when we cover our experience in the entirety of South Australia. And you can hear more episodes by subscribing to us on iTunes or finding us on Podomatic. And you can also find photos of our adventures on Instagram by searching for us at Insightful Adventures.